Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, with a degree in international relations and a minor in history. On this day, March 4, 1835, a claims for compensation list was published in the Barbadian for the parishes of Christ Church and St. Philip. This list was made public as it was the beginnings of the groundwork for the Slave Compensation Act of 1837, which entitled slave owners to a piece of the £20 million settlement that would be meted out. In order to pay this huge sum of money, equivalent to over £17 billion today, Britain accrued a massive debt, taking out its largest loan in history, which amounted to a massive 40% of the Treasury's annual income, or about 5% of British GDP, according to the Tax Justice Network. The average compensation per individual slave varied, but hovered between £16 to £21, as pointed out by the Center for the Study of the Legacies of British Slavery. It is important to notice upon viewing this list that the claimants were not only large plantation owners. In fact, there were only 12 claimants owning over 100 slaves in areas such as Lightfoot, whose claimants were intriguingly called the Tudors, Henry, Joseph, and Mary Ann. The largest plantation was Maxwell's in Christ Church at 267 slaves, owned by William T. Sharp, followed closely by John P. Mayers, who owned 257 slaves in his Staple Grove plantation. However, by far the more common slave range was between 1 to 30, as even owning only one slave was viewed as a worthwhile investment by middle-class whites. These would include clergymen, naval personnel, and merchants or shopkeepers who purchased slaves, inherited them, or acquired them through marriage, like Thomas P. Ward, who claimed 3 slaves in the right of his wife Sarah. On that note, it would be remiss not to acknowledge that though it was largely unusual for women to hold financial assets, particularly large ones, it was quite common to find female claimants on this list, such as Elizabeth Smithen of Christ Church, who owned 2 slaves, and Mary P. Smith of St. Philip, who owned 15. Indeed, these women found themselves financially dependent on these slaves, and therefore the abolition of slavery and the one-time compensation often had disastrous implications for them. Yet, despite this insane sum of money being meted out, a sum that was not paid off until 2015 according to David Olusuga, showing the extremely recent effect slavery has on society even today, despite this, not a single shilling was given to the newly freed slaves. Rather, they were left economically destitute and in a huge inequality gap, as the white slave owners not only obtained their compensation, but also retained their wealth they had amassed during the exploitation of slavery. This forced the newly freed blacks into a necessary intense ingenuity as they made a new life, which they grasped tightly, laying the groundwork for the proud society we have today.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.